Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Phil has been looking at one of the least controversial. It's Proposition 72. And Phil, I have to admit, I hadn't heard of it or I didn't know what it was until today.
That's right. That's right. You probably haven't heard of it, even though it came right out of your backyard in Walnut Creek. It's got no opposition. It's got minimal support, I would say, as far as any finances go. As a matter of fact, I don't think there's even a commercial out for radio or television. It is an idea, like I said, that sprang out of Walnut Creek. And it's basically, the idea is that it started back in the drought when they had a town hall meeting there with State Senator Steve Glaser and Assemblywoman Catherine Baker. And a woman by the name of Judy Adler spoke up and said that, hey, you know, I'm collecting rainwater off my roof and I'm saving it and using it on my plants and my yard, and we ought to figure out a way to get other Californians to do the same. Well, they did. They came up with an idea of not a tax credit, not a tax incentive, but rather just a flat out no tax on you. If you install one of these systems in your home, you won't see your taxes rise. It's called Proposition 72. It sailed through both the state Senate and the state assembly with bipartisan support, unanimous votes, signed by the governor, no opponents, and now it's on Tuesday's ballot.
Phil, correct me if I'm wrong about this. In past elections, my recollection is that if voters don't understand or aren't aware of a particular proposition, they tend to vote no. Is that true?
Yes, and if they also, in these cynical ages, whenever you see something, you tend to vote no, which is one of the reasons when I was talking with State Senator Steve Glaser earlier this afternoon, he said he's put about $50,000 into a campaign to try to get people to go for it just because of that cynical nature, that people are just somehow, if they see something on the ballot, they are inclined to vote no. We'll see if California voters bother to read it and actually say it doesn't really hurt me, it might even help me, and vote yes. That remains to be seen. But Jeff, you're absolutely right. Even if you had it on the ballot, free lunch,
yeah, exactly.
Somebody's going to turn around and
vote
no.
Free lunch.
Right. All right. Well, anyway, keep your eyes out for it. Like I said, I'm not sure there's going to be a campaign one way or the other, but it comes right out of Northern California. So I thought it might be, in these cynical times, something worth mentioning that's got universal support. Even the Jarvis tax people are in favor of it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.